The scorching sun caused Cora to be drenched in sweat, with her head pounding. She felt like a lump of cheap butter, on the verge of melting at any moment. Slowly, she propped open her umbrella again, this time to shield herself from the sun's relentless rays. The searing sensation around her made her squint her eyes. This summer was simply too hot. 20 minutes later, Cora, perspiring heavily, made her way through the cramped low-rent housing complex. She stopped in front of a rundown apartment building, her home. She unlocked the door with her key, but before entering, she hesitated for a moment, dragging her feet. Seeing no immediate movement, Cora stubbornly shuffled a few steps to the side and peeked her head toward her neighbor's apartment. Why was Michael so quiet today? Michael was a chatty quail who had become her close companion. Its beak was sharper than Cora's tongue, and it greeted her every morning and evening with spirited conversations. It was like those birds guarding castles in old tales, always observing the princess's every move. When Cora left home early in the morning, it would secretly chirp, "Go, Cora. Hang in there, Cora." And when she returned exhausted at night, it would flap its wings excitedly, exclaiming, "Got into a fight again today. Another brawl." Given that Michael was typically mischievous, what could be happening today? Cora maneuvered to the base of the neighbor's wall, took a couple of steps back, crouched, and then, with a slight spring, effortlessly leaped onto the top of the wall. From there, she deftly pushed aside the sparse fence and peered inside, whispering softly to her friend, "Michael, Michael." Michael had its back turned to Cora, slumped in its bamboo cage, looking unusually lethargic. Upon hearing her voice, it took a while before it raised its head, struggling to flutter its wings and inch its way over. Its orange beak lightly pecked at Cora's palm, a greeting of sorts. Cora cast a glance at the empty food tray. Although Michael could mostly roam free, the neighbor's grandmother fed it every day, so it wouldn't go hungry. Was it in a bad mood because there was no food today? Cora jumped down from the wall, picked a bunch of dark and lustrous grapes from the vines in her yard, and tossed them lightly over the fence, saying, "Michael, have some delicious food." After this back-and-forth exchange, Michael seemed even more listless, curled up in the corner without moving, not even lifting its head. Cora grew anxious, waiting, holding the grapes in her hands, hoping against hope. Finally, she realized that Michael genuinely didn't want to pay her any attention, and with a disappointed sigh, she reluctantly went back to her own apartment. Once inside, Cora eagerly unwrapped the package on her back and laid it out on the table. Slowly, the long object inside revealed itself, a fierce and menacing tang sword passed down from the era of the old civilization.